This is Akashvani, the news read by Navanita Adhikari Srivastav. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that his government is making unprecedented investments in modern infrastructure to build a Viksit Bharat. Speaking after inaugurating the first phase of Noida International Airport at Jewar in Gautam Buddha Nagar district of Uttar Pradesh this afternoon, Mr. Modi shared that over the past 11 years, the infrastructure budget has been increased more than sixfold, with over 17 lakh crore rupees spent on highways and expressways and over 1 lakh kilometers of highways constructed.
2014 tak railway mein sirf 20,000 kilometer route ka bijlikaran hua tha, jabki 2014 ke baad se 40,000 kilometer se zyada railway track ka बिजलीकरण किया गया है. आज ब्रॉडगेज नेटवर्क का लगभग 100% बिजलीकरण हो चुका है.
The Prime Minister highlighted that for the first time, the Kashmir Valley and the capitals of the Northeast are being connected to the rail network, while port capacity has more than doubled in the past decade and the number of inland waterways continues to grow. He said India is working at a rapid pace in every sector necessary for building a Viksit Bharat. Calling for collective effort and national unity in the face of global challenges, the Prime Minister said he had spoken at length in Parliament and held detailed discussions with chief ministers about tackling the crisis arising from the ongoing conflict. Noida International Airport is among the largest greenfield airport projects in the country. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke with Crown Prince and Prime Minister of Saudi Arabia, Prince Mohammed bin Salman, today and discussed the ongoing conflict in West Asia. Both leaders agreed on the need to ensure freedom of navigation and keeping shipping lines open and secure. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he reiterated India's condemnation of attacks on regional energy infrastructure. Prime Minister Modi thanked the Crown Prince for his continued support for the welfare of the Indian community in Saudi Arabia. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today said that the government is closely monitoring the situation and is committed to safeguard the Indian people from any impact of the conflict. Mr. Singh said this while chairing the meeting of an informal group of ministers constituting several senior ministers in New Delhi. The meeting was held to review the risks to energy supplies, domestic availability of essential commodities, critical infrastructure resilience, and robustness of India's supply chains in the wake of the ongoing conflict in West Asia. Amid the evolving situation in West Asia, the government today said that adequate stocks of petrol and diesel are available at all petrol pumps across the country. In a statement, the government informed that yesterday, more than 54 lakh LPG refills were delivered in the country. The government added that all refineries are operating at high capacity with adequate crude inventories in place and sufficient stocks of petrol and diesel are being maintained. Iran today said that it had targeted two U.S. Army hideouts in Dubai as the conflict in West Asia continues. According to Iran's state-run Fars News Agency, a spokesperson for the central headquarters of Hazrat Khatam al-Anbiya claimed that U.S. military personnel had relocated to these sites after earlier Iranian strikes on bases in the region. The spokesperson claimed that more than 500 troops were present at the location, around 400 at one site and 100 at the other. However, U.S. authorities have not yet commented. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah today accused Mamata Banerjee-led Trinamool Congress government for security lapses, economic distress of West Bengal. He also highlighted low wage and bad conditions of labourers in the state due to the appeasement of illegal immigrants by Mamata Banerjee. The 19th edition of Indian Premier League cricket began in Bengaluru this evening. In the opening match, Sunrisers Hyderabad have set target of 202 runs for defending champions Royal Challengers Bengaluru RCB at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium. Put into bat first, Hyderabad scored 201 runs, losing 9 wickets in stipulated 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.